You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Patriots fans and Jets fans, we just can't seem to get enough of one another. For the second time in less than a month, the New England Patriots and the New York Jets will do battle, this time at Gillette Stadium, Sunday, November 20th at 1 p.m., as these two division rivals try to keep pace in the division and try to make it a playoff run. I'm Mike DeBate, host of the Locked On Patriots podcast, and joining me today here on this crossover Thursday on the Locked On Podcast Network is my good friend and colleague, John Butchko, host of the Locked On Jets podcast. John, thank you so much for joining me. It's always fun to do these crossovers, bud.
It sure is, and Mike, it's even more fun when we get to do it twice in 4 weeks. We were talking before we began recording, and I can't remember the last time these teams played so close. Their two games came so close together on the calendar.
It's true. I don't recall it either. I mean, these two teams really are getting their fill of one another before Thanksgiving. And that's something that I think a lot of the fans here in New England, and I know a lot of the fans in New York and in New Jersey, are definitely happy about it. It's nice to get some rivalry in before the Thanksgiving holiday and the real stretch run begins toward the playoffs. John and I are going to be breaking down this pivotal Week 11 matchup in just a moment, but please remember that Crossover Thursday all across the Locked On Podcast Network is presented by our friends at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is so much fun, and it's easy to play. No competing with other players, so you don't have to worry about competing with myself or with John. It's just you versus the projections available. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. It can literally take less than 60 seconds to enter. That's right, folks. It's that easy to do. So don't delay. Do it today. We love Prize Picks. We know that you will, too. And here's the kicker. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code LOCKEDON. That's prizepicks.com, promo code LOCKEDON. And John, the last time these two teams met, way, way back, like you said, 4 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, really. I mean, it's amazing how time is flying here in 2022. The year is almost over, but Mac Jones quelled any lingering concerns, at least about his health, by completing 24, 35 passes, 194 yards, one touchdown, one interception in the complete game effort. I know New York fans are going to say he had two interceptions. That's a conversation that we may get into. But bottom line, not his best effort, but definitely not his worst effort either. Defensively, the Patriots were able to force Zach Wilson into 3 interceptions, despite of the fact that Zach passed for 355 yards. New England hangs on in a very close, you know, really hard-fought battle on both sides. 22-17 victory over the Jets at MetLife Stadium back in Week 8. But here we are in Week 11, and this week the venue shifts to Gillette Stadium, John. The Jets look like a team that basically are saying right now, damn the adversity. We lost to the Patriots, so what? We're going to come out, and we're going to take it to the consensus best team in football, and we're going to beat them. And that's exactly what they did in Week 9. Impressive victory, 20-17 over the Buffalo Bills. So let's start there, my friend. Last time it was Wilson, it was Mac Jones. Those are the big stories. But this time around, what are those big stories coming out of Jets camp?
Well, Mike, I feel like we've kind of gone around the world and ended up in the exact same spot where we were. Because heading into that game a few weeks ago, Jets fans were very confident. The team was very confident. They were on a 4-game winning streak. And it felt like this had the makings of a special season. Then the Jets lose to New England, and Jets fan base, it's been a rough decade. The first sign of adversity, you get a little nervous. People were already saying, you know what, this is not going our way. We were too confident. This team's not that good. They beat a bunch of backup quarterbacks. It felt like we were heading for a very, very, very rough bye week, because right after that game, the Jets had to play the Buffalo Bills, who at that point were looking like the best team in the AFC. Mm-hmm. Nobody thought the Jets were going to win that game. I'll be honest with you. I did not think the Jets were going to win that game. The game started off horribly for the Jets, by the way. On the opening kickoff, Braden Mann slipped. He mishit the kickoff. So Buffalo starts the game on the 45-yard line. The first play, they hit a deep pass to Stephon Diggs. And then a couple of plays later, things kind of break the Jets' way, and Josh Allen throws a bad interception. But Buffalo takes control of the game in the first half. The Jets play a stellar second half, though. The defense dominates the great Buffalo offense. Jets get just enough out of their offense. They put together a great drive to close it out, starting from their own 4-yard line, rushing the ball at will. I mean, they got from their own 4 to the Buffalo 18 without throwing a pass. And now it feels good again. Now it feels like the Jets are right there in the mix in this division. In fact, if the Jets win this game, it's amazing to say, if the Jets win this game, they'll actually be in the lead in the AFC East, which nobody would have predicted at this point of the year. So, you know, I think Jets fans are going into this game, they're feeling confident. We have 2 weeks to get excited, after 2 weeks to dream after that Buffalo win, because the Jets bye week was last week. So yeah, we'll see. I think it's an interesting game for the Jets. I think, you know, there's obviously the revenge factor at play, because the Patriots are the only team that's beaten the Jets since week 3. But there are good feelings around this team again. It's exactly where we were right before that first game, and we went from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows, and now we're back to the highest of highs again.
Very well said. As the great Yogi Berra once said, it's deja vu all over again. And I think that's the big story for the New England Patriots as well, John. Look, you're talking about a team that started 1-3, sputtering out of the gate. Mac Jones goes down with a high ankle sprain. Naturally, fans are looking at this and saying, okay, we're going to start chalking things up and just looking for next year. I already had fans requesting draft profiles at that point for the New England Patriots, because they really had thrown in the towel on the season. Now, have the Patriots become a juggernaut in this division or in the conference? Certainly not. At 5-4, they're actually in last place in the AFC East. But the thing that you and I were both talking about before we went on the air, and you mentioned it a little bit just a moment ago, if the playoffs started today, all 4 AFC East teams would qualify for the playoffs. New England holding on to that 7 seed right now. And who would have thought that? You know, the Patriots and the Jets and this whole division, the Bills and the Dolphins, have come a long way from the AFC least comparisons that you used to get from other fans in other divisions. But bottom line, if the Patriots are going to be serious about competing, the thing that has to improve is their offensive output. And to me, the biggest story right now in New England is that offensive line. With the exception of Michael Wainu, who is graded at an 86 from Pro Football Focus, having a phenomenal year at right guard, so much to the point where Bill Belichick has said he's not moving from where he is. We love Michael Wainu in the guard position. That's where we want to keep him. Everyone else right now is fluid. Trent Brown has regressed from a pretty impressive season 1 year ago. And of course, back in 2018, being a very, very strong left tackle here in New England, but he hasn't looked like the same player. Cole Strain started off pretty well for a first-round draft pick, really grasped the play calling and the playbook pretty well, but unfortunately, in the absence of David Andrews, he's had his difficulties, and he's looked every bit the rookie the last couple of weeks. Andrews is back in the lineup. Is that going to be enough to bring Cole Strain back to where he was? We'll see, because there were a lot of problems that he had the last time these two teams faced off against one another, in losing a lot of one-on-one battles with Quinn and Williams. I don't see that improving all that much. That's a mismatch any way you slice it, but maybe Cole can give him a little bit more this time around. And then there's the revolving door that they have right now at the right tackle position. Isaiah Wynn simply has not been the answer there. He's looked uncomfortable. He's not getting the same push out of his stance. He's not following that strike first mentality that he did so often when he was playing on the left side and really getting after, and being a strong run blocker and a strong pass protector. Yadni Kajust has come in, tried to do it, but there's a limited sample size of his pro level experience. So the Patriots right now are facing a difficulty, and they're facing a very tough Jets front that's going to, I think, give them an awful lot of problems this time around, like they did the last time these two teams played. The Patriots can't fix their offensive line woes. It causes more problems for Mac Jones, makes him more indecisive, makes him more uncomfortable. It really puts a lot of strain on Ramondre Stevenson and the running game to get things going, and it essentially neutralizes the tight ends as pass-catching options because they're out there in run-blocking assignments almost every single time out. So to me, it's all about the offensive line for the Patriots. If they can fix some of their woes, I think they'll be okay, and they could possibly make a run here. But if they don't, it's going to be a long end of the season in New England because they have some tough opponents, starting with the one they have coming up on Sunday in the New York Jets. John, it's always a pleasure, always an honor to talk football with you. And we are definitely looking forward to talking a little bit more football in just a moment because we're going to talk some key matchups here, folks. The New England Patriots will once again be ready to match up with the New York Jets. And we are going to talk about the matchups that will have our sharp eye in just a moment when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast and the Locked On Jets podcast continue. But first, John, it's the holiday season, my friend. We always, always love to spend time with those that mean the most to us around the holidays. The one thing that can be a little bit of a hassle, though, is doing all the shopping that we have to do. But some of our listeners will be very happy with some of the information that we have to provide for them today, especially when you're looking to either pop the question or if you have a milestone to celebrate or you want to let your love sparkle. Blue Nile can help make your celebrations even more memorable. As the original online jeweler, Blue Nile offers the largest selection of independently graded diamonds and pieces priced significantly below traditional retailers. If you're having trouble choosing, BlueNile.com has representatives on hand 24/7 that will be able to help you figure out what is the best option for you and your significant other. They have memorable gifts for every budget. You can shop stress-free with Blue Nile's 100% satisfaction guarantee, and all Blue Nile orders are insured and shipped for free in discreet packaging. And they also offer overnight shipping if you're in a rush. So make your moment sparkle with Blue Nile. Go to BlueNile.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more. That's BlueNile.com, promo code LOCKEDON to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more. BlueNile.com, code LOCKEDON. John, with all of the difficulties that we have shopping, and, you know, us guys are not necessarily the most savvy shoppers in the world. We're also not the most patient shoppers in the world. If you get stuck in Black Friday crowds, that is really just a complete downer, no matter how you slice it, no question about it. It's uncomfortable, but our friends over at Tommy John's have the perfect cure for this. Shopping Tommy John's Black Friday sale right from your couch, that's amazingly comfortable. And whether you give your loved ones Tommy John, they're that much more comfortable so they can do everything better. Shop Tommy John's Black Friday sale right now, folks, and give the gift of comfort to everyone on your list, including yourself, with brand new Tommy John underwear, loungewear, and pajamas. The loungewear I own is some of the most comfortable that you can find anywhere, with over 18 million pairs sold. Tommy John's has become a holiday tradition. Celebrate softness season with the gift of Tommy John loungewear, underwear, or pajamas. Because every gift is backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Black Friday sale going on right now and get 30% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/LockedOn. That's 30% off everything right now at TommyJohn.com/LockedOn. TommyJohn.com/LockedOn. See site for details. Patriots fans, Jets fans, it is Locked On Crossover Thursday across the Locked On Podcast Network. And of course, we are breaking down the Patriots-Jets Week 11 matchup coming up from Gillette Stadium this coming Sunday, November 20th. And John, in the previous segment, we talked a lot about the biggest stories going on in our camps right now. Much to the dismay and much to the delight of Patriots fans, much to the dismay of Jets fans, we did discuss a little bit about what happened the last time these two teams took the field. But you know what? That's all done. It's out the window now. We're moving on to this week. From a Jets perspective, my friend, what are the key matchups that you're going to be watching closely when these two teams take the Gillette Stadium field?
Well, Mike, I think you said it in the first segment. I think that right now this New England offense is depending a lot on Ramondre Stevenson. I think him versus the Jets run defense is a really important matchup in this game. And the Jets run defense has been quite good this year. It's been one of the big surprises because there have been a few changes, but by and large, this is the same front seven you had last year, and their run defense was pretty bad. You can go back. There was a game they played against the Colts, and I know everybody has a tough time against Jonathan Taylor, but Jonathan Taylor went crazy against them. The Jets were among the league leaders in allowing long 30-yard runs against them last year, and this year they got off to a bad start. Week two against Cleveland, the Browns had a big day on the ground. Week three against Cincinnati, the Bengals put together this drive in the fourth quarter up two scores where they pretty much just ran the ball at will on the Jets. Jets knew the Bengals were going to run the ball, and it didn't matter. Jets could not stop them. The Bengals essentially ran the clock out. They got the ball back, like 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Essentially, the game was over by the time the Jets got the ball back. Jets run defense, though, it's been excellent so far this year. I think a lot of it, you look to the defensive line, Quinn and Williams, who was not bad last year. Now, he's getting most of his attention for his work as a pass rusher this year. He's on pace for about 13 sacks if he continues playing at the level he did in the first half. But last year, he took a step back as a run defender, and he wasn't bad, but he was not the impact guy he had been earlier in his career. Quinton Williams has just been unblockable this year. He's been playing phenomenal football, so he's a guy you look to. Over the last few weeks, Quincy Williams, linebacker, who's been very up and down, last couple of weeks he's been playing really well for the Jets. He's making some plays behind the line of scrimmage. Jets run defense has been really good this year so far this year. So I think that's a really interesting matchup. Then on the other side of the ball, I would say maybe Mike LaFleur versus Bill Belichick. If you can go coaching, because Mike LaFleur came up with a really good game plan for the Jets against Buffalo. I mean, you always hear it when you're the underdog. You want to play ball control. You want to keep the other team's offense on the sidelines. So ball control, passing game, run the ball effectively. That doesn't work that often, though. It's easier said than done. Mm. The Jets actually pulled that off against Buffalo. And I felt like one of the turning points of the game was the Jets were able to keep the Bills' offense on the sideline for a really long time. They put together a long drive near the end of the second quarter. Then the Bills got the ball back with like 30 seconds left, so they ran a few plays. Then halftime came. Then the Jets put together like an eight-minute drive to begin the third quarter, which was extended because there was actually, Mike, this moment where the Skycam fell. Like, there was issue with the CBS's Skycam, so they had to delay the game because, like, the camera was falling. So it ended up being, I don't remember the exact amount of time, but in terms of real time, the Buffalo offense was on the bench for a ridiculous amount of time, aside from like this one like 30-second segment. It's going to be tougher to do that this week. But Mike LaFleur has to design plays that make life easier on Zach Wilson. They designed a lot of quick hitters that they were successful with against Buffalo. And, you look at Zach Wilson's career against New England, it has not been good so far. He threw four interceptions at home last year, three interceptions this year at home. And then last year, he was off to a decent start in the game in Foxborough, which also came right after the Jets' bye, but he got injured in that game. And, Bill Belichick, you see him fool a lot of young quarterbacks, but in these games, I'm not sure it's really anything Bill Belichick's done. I think Zach Wilson's just been making a lot of unforced errors. So the matchup's almost Zach Wilson versus himself, because this year when Zach Wilson's been playing within the confines of the system, when he stayed in the pocket, good things have happened. Zach Wilson was a very dynamic prospect outside the structure of the play call of coming out of BYU. He was a big time playmaker when he rolled to his right or rolled to his left. But bad things have happened. It really has not translated to the NFL. So, Zach Wilson, when he plays within the confines of the system, has been pretty good for the Jets. But, when he's tried to break plays, when he's tried to take things on his own, when he's played outside the structure of the play call, and that even happened, a couple of those interceptions, not all of them, but I think two of the three interceptions came when he tried to do a little bit too much in that first game against New England. So I would almost say, I say Mike LaFleur versus Bill Belichick, but the real matchup for the Jets on offense might be Zach Wilson versus himself. Now, Mike, let me ask you, let's flip the script here from the Patriots standpoint. What matchups are you watching?
Yeah, I'm watching the mirror image of what you're going to be watching. I'm going to watch Mac Jones try to go against this defensive front for the New York Jets and also their secondary, because I think both of these levels of the defense have a chance to impact this game. As sporadic as the running game has been for the New England Patriots, they've been the dominant force in their offensive attack. And we talked a little bit about this in the previous segment, But the problems there start in the same spot. The offensive line, once again, struggling to keep the Patriots running the football smoothly or giving them the opportunity to get the passing attack ready. Mac Jones was sacked 4 times against the Colts in week 9, and the Jets took him down 6 times a week prior to that. That is not a good sign for a quarterback that is trying to get his feet back after being out for 3 games with a high ankle sprain. Constantly under duress, running for his life, that is not something that is ideal for a Patriots team that is trying to stay in contention for a playoff spot. And right now they're teetering on that windowsill of either contention or not. So that type of pressure, that leads to problems protecting the ball. One of the hits caused an interception. The other one obviously led to a strip sack. Mac Jones obviously got lucky on a situation where he did make the throw. It was called back. A lot of, I know it upset and rubbed Jets fans the wrong way in a lot of ways. But what I'm going to be looking at is John Franklin Myers. I'm going to be looking at Carl Lawson. They got to Mac Jones the last time. So did Quinnen Williams. This is where I think Mac needs to be much more savvy and much more aware of what's coming from the first level of the defense, but also the second and third level, those strategic fake blitzes that can give him difficulties that he really struggles with from time to time as well. Jacoby Myers, Ramondre Stevenson were actually his best receivers the last time. He needs one of his pass catchers to step up. Devontae Parker looks like he may be able to give it a go in this game. He's back on the practice field, still limited. We'll know more toward the end of the week. But if he's back, it gives Mac an opportunity to utilize a guy that can go up and make contested catches. And that's a big part of this with a very young, very good, and very physical defensive backfield for the Jets, whether you're talking about Sauce Gardner right up at the top of that, but you're also talking about DJ Reed, Michael Carter, LaMarcus Joyner, Jordan Whitehead at the safety position. These guys can thump, but they can also cover a lot of ground, and they can make life difficult for a quarterback. So together, the Jets right now are holding opponents to less than 5.8 yards per pass play. Mac Jones has to try to exploit that and try to put a little bit of pressure on them by utilizing some of his vertical threats. If he doesn't do that, I think it's going to be a long day for the Patriots on Sunday.
All right. Well, you've heard the key storylines. You've heard the key matchups. Coming up on this crossover Thursday edition of Locked On Jets and Locked On Patriots, Mike and I will make our predictions for the second meeting of the year between these two teams. Now, you know, Mike, the Patriots were road favorites in the first game, and they went on to beat the Jets. New England also favorite at home in this one coming off their bye. And if you want to bet money on this game or any other NFL game this year, you should know that betonline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. You can get all of the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. So not just football, but also basketball, soccer, esports. They've got it all at betonline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, of course you love sports podcasts. You're listening to this one. You can find those at BetOnline as well. They are the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. This is a crossover Thursday edition AFC East action this Sunday. The Jets are in New England. The second time these teams are meeting in 4 weeks, both teams over 500, both teams in playoff position. Mike, how do you see this game playing out?
Well, you know, John, they play these games on the field and not on paper. And, you know, the last time the game kind of shook out the way we thought it was going to. We thought it was going to be a very close-knit, very tough matchup, maybe a lot of, defensive-minded, and come down to maybe one or two plays that could throw the game either way. I think it comes down to the same type of game this time around. I think both of these teams know each other extremely well. There's not going to be a whole lot of surprise on either side in terms of what other teams are going to do. I know the Jets had a field day the last time calling out some of the plays at the line of scrimmage that the New England Patriots were about to run. Mac Jones said that he's done a full audit of what he does, his mannerisms, all of those types of issues that may help to quell that a little bit. But the play calling needs to be a little bit smarter for the New England Patriots if they want to have success offensively. On the defensive side of the ball, the Patriots have to continue to be ball hawking. You were absolutely right in your assessment when you talked about some of the key matchups that are going to be going on in terms of Zach Wilson versus himself. If you go back and look at the footage on all of the matchups that Zach has had against the Patriots aren't showing him exotic looks or things that are really unorthodox. they're showing him very basic stuff when it comes to what the Patriots are doing. Zach Wilson, I think, is psyching himself up a little bit at this point and maybe even psyching himself into making some uncharacteristic mistakes. So if he can control that, this game is going to be razor thin. If he can't control it, it could end up getting out of hand. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think both quarterbacks keep these teams right in the thick of things. Patriots are the home team. I'm going to go with the Patriots by a field goal in this one by a final of 20-17. But again, this is going to be a matchup that I think could go either way, and really a lot of stuff on the line when it comes to both of these two teams. I can't wait for this one on Sunday.
You know, Mike, I was about to get my fans angry with me because, and you know, this actually goes back 3 weeks, because I remember when we picked that New England Jets game. I picked the Jets, but I, in the back of my mind, I said, yeah, but I don't think they're going up to Foxborough in a few weeks. So I've been dreading this. But, you know, you said something in the last segment that just, it's probably me looking for any angle to pick the Jets, but you know, you mentioned the offensive line issues in New England, and a lot of times these games just come down to the matchups. And, you know, I really do like that matchup, this Jets defensive line going up against the New England offensive line. And, you know, the other aspect of this, and, you know, it's something that I can't say it's been forgotten, because, you know, a lot of people pointed this out, you pointed it out yourself, but there was a play in that first game. The Jets were, I think, were outplaying New England in the first half. And right before halftime, Michael Carter II intercepted the Mac Jones pass and ran it back for a touchdown, a pick six. The Jets, it felt like that may have been an early knockout blow for the Jets, but it came back because of a John Franklin Myers penalty. And, like, you were being very diplomatic. I have to tell you, I had no issue with the call. I thought the call was the correct call. I thought John Franklin Myers made a bad play. When I saw the flag down, I was getting ready, because I was getting ready to like yell about how the Jets, you know, how this ref stole a touchdown. But then I saw it, and I thought it was a penalty. But I think this is a coin flip type of game. I think these teams are very close. I don't love the idea of playing Belichick off the bye. I don't love going to Foxborough, but you know, this Jets team's been really tough this year. I think they're also a team that's going to be tough to sweep. It may come down to which quarterback avoids the big mistake. You know, in the last game, both quarterbacks did make a big mistake. The New England one got wiped out, though, because of a penalty. If Zach Wilson plays within himself, if Zach Wilson is smart with the football, Jets have a great chance. I could go either way, but, you know, I have to, you know, the Jets have been so bad. It's been great to be able to pick the Jets a couple times this year. So I'll be a homer, Mike. I'll give you the same score. I'll give you Jets 20, Patriots 17. How about that?
There you go. I love it. Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. The homers have spoken, folks. No, all kidding aside. We try to give you as much of the balanced analysis as we possibly can here, but I'm in complete agreement with you. I think these two teams are so evenly matched. I think they have such similarities when it comes to what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. Well coached, well disciplined, and I think there's a lot that needs to you know, kind of come to fruition with this rivalry. Once again, we're just seeing the seedlings of it, I think, kind of blossom into something that we're going to see for multiple years from these two teams. But it's going to be a fun one this coming Sunday at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. I can't wait for it. John can't wait for it. Most importantly, folks, we know you all can't wait for it. So thank you for taking time out of your day to join us here on Locked On Podcast Network's Crossover Thursday between Locked On Patriots and Locked On Jets. And now that you've made us your first listen of the day, folks, please make your second listen the Locked On Sports Today podcast. The biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and of course, the take of the day. Locked On Sports Today is available on the Odyssey app, on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button for Locked On Jets, whether it be on YouTube or wherever you get your audio podcasts. John provides the best listen in Jets country, and I say that without hesitation. I'm a fan. I listen to it all the time. Folks, whether you're a Patriots fan and you want to hate listen, or whether you're an AFC East fan and you just want to listen, or if you're a Jets fan, you're probably already subscribed, but please do that because he puts on a phenomenal show. If you're so inclined to listen to me on Locked On Patriots, you can do so by smashing the subscribe button and, of course, by downloading, subscribing, and following wherever you get your podcasts. On behalf of my good friend, John Butchko, host of Locked On Jets, I'm Mike DeBate, host of Locked On Patriots. Folks, stay safe, stay well, be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great day and enjoy the game on Sunday.